Welcome again to Cottage Talk Extra Time. I'm Russ Goldman, a co-host, and with me today will be Giannis Giannaeus. In this episode, we will be looking back at the 3-2 loss performed against Wolves at Molineux. We have much to get through, and while I wait for my Cottage Talk co-host to join me, he should be joining me shortly. Let's start here. Obviously, a very disappointing loss for Fulham on the road, but again, it was a tough opponent. And I'm not going to say I wasn't expecting a loss. I was hopeful that we could get a draw, but unfortunately, Fulham do go down 3-2. And let's just start here. I find it very interesting, the comments from the Fulham head coach, Slavisa Jokanović, after the match. I'm just going to read that, and then we can discuss this while Giannis comes back on and joins me, and then I'll get his thoughts on it. Let me just start with some of the comments from Slavisa. Quote, this is right on the Fulham website, Jokanović reactions. Quote, we try to find a way to win the points. We move the ball. We try to find the spaces in the defensive line of Wolves. They score 3 goals, which are difficult to explain. At the beginning, we miss the ball, and we make one mistake. The second goal, we don't make any mistake, but we concede a goal because other people make mistakes. Third goal, they score from 30 yards. It's difficult to explain. It's true, sometimes they catch us on the counterattack because we take this kind of risk. We put our defensive line so high, we decided to try and play in the opposite half because it's better to defend at this level. At the end, we were a little bit disappointed. I expect we are going to be a little bit more solid, a little more concentrated, a little more confidence in the future. I cannot blame my players. They tried to follow the plan. At the end, we lost the game, but they make many positive things. It's important for us to be more solid, more confident in some kind of situation, a little bit luckier in front of our goal, and follow the plan to play the football in the opposite half, to try to be brave, and that is it. I expect in the future we are going to be a little bit luckier and win the games. Jokanović admits he's still searching for the winning formula but believes his blueprint of controlling the game in opposition territory will prove to be a successful one. Another quote from Slavisa, quote, I change because I'm here 12 or 13 days and I try to find my way. My team is not playing the same was as Fulham played before. If you want to ask me how I'm going to change the results, if this is the question, it's more or less what we tried to do today. Change our situation by playing in the opposition half of the pitch to have possession of the ball. We are a very good team with the ball and actually right now very soft without the ball. It's important for us to try to have more time with the ball in our possession. That's part of the plan in the future. Okay, those are the quotes from the head coach of Fulham Football Club, and I just wanted to get that out there before I brought on my co-host. And he's with me now. Giannis, how you doing? How are you doing, my friend? How are things up in Canada?
Good. I've literally just walked through the door. I was doing a job shadowing at a downtown school in Toronto today. So pretty busy, but it's bloody cold up here, mate. It's bloody cold. It's not good.
Listen, it's very cold here as well. We actually have some snow on the ground, and I'm expecting much more in the upcoming months. But I'm off to Florida. You know that, Giannis. I'm off to Florida tomorrow, so
yes.
I'm going to get I'm very excited to go to Disney World with my family, so that should be good to get away. But right now I'm looking at snow, but I won't be looking at snow starting tomorrow, and I'm very much looking forward to that.
Do me a favor. When you go down to Disney, give my mother-in-law my regards.
I certainly will. Who's your mother-in-law?
Minnie Mouse.
Okay, I will. I'd be happy to do that. I'd be happy to do that for you, Giannis. Okay. While you were coming on, I actually read some quotes from the Fulham head coach. Did you get a chance to read that prior, Giannis, or
yes,
hear what he had to say?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Okay. What are your thoughts on his thoughts after the match, and then also just share with me your opening thoughts on the Fulham 3-2 loss.
Well, you know, he's the thing about Jokanović is he's still evaluating, and certainly Twitter and Facebook has been there've been some scathing remarks. But what we've got to remember is he's still only been in charge for 3 games. He has to evaluate the squad as he sees fit. The conditions last night up at Molineux weren't exactly great. We got off to an absolutely shocking start. But we had enough chances to have won that game last night. And sometimes it's about timing, Russ. I mean, we consider the goal, we concede the goal early. And then we get back, you know, and then the second goes in and Vigga Christensen gets that lovely lovely header. But then straight after, you know, half time, we go 3-1 down again. In terms of the game, I really didn't expect us to do it, get a point there, simply because it's we've never had a lot of success up there anyway. You're going in a midweek game, they're a difficult side to beat up there. And so I thought if we'd got a point, that would have been a good result. But you know what? He's still evaluating, and I'm certainly willing to give him the benefit of the doubt moving forward.
Okay, very good. And listen, I was hopeful for a point. I predicted 2-2, but that was more being hopeful, knowing the history and knowing how difficult this place is for Fulham and in general on the road. It's not an easy place to play, even though that their record this season hasn't been the greatest. I knew it was going to be difficult, but Giannis, like I mentioned, I read some quotes from him, and he's talking about his style of play, implementing his high-pressing style. Let me ask you, again, is this just something that he's going to have to find the proper balance between getting after them, playing in their half, and being able to defend in a better way? Because we're getting after them, but they are counterattacking very fast, long balls, and one or two passes, and they're right on top of us. Is it just a matter of trying to find the proper balance at this point? Because we are attacking, but we're creating chances, but not as many as I would like. But I guess you could say the downside here is that defensively, at times we're wide open.
Yeah, and you know, it's a similar style to the one he adopted at Vicarage Road with Watford. Of course, the opportunity cost of pressing high is that you leave yourself open to the counter attack. I think, yes, the answer to your question is yes. He's still got to find the right balance. I mean, one of the things looking at the lineup last night was, I'm not sure what the status was of Matilla, but I think we desperately need a holding central midfielder in there. And we're very attack minded, don't get me wrong, but defensively across the midfield, we're not very good. And I think that's something where if you've got the safety blanket in front of the back four, in front of Bernard Hutchinson in the middle, it certainly helps. And that's, I'm sure that with the transfer window in terms of loans, because that's, of course, all we can get, he's going to be looking for a good holding central midfielder. But I don't have a problem with it because the possession-wise, the percentages are good. And we are attacking. We're certainly not sitting back. But he has to get the boys organized in terms of the way he wants to defend. And let's face it, the first goal was really shocking defending. The cross has come in, you know, and we've not cleared the ball. The second goal, I looked offside to me.
It was offside. I watched that several times, Giannis. It was offside.
And there's no legislating for a ref that looks like, you know, Tinky Winky from the Teletubbies and can't run. No, there's no legislation. And the third goal, you know, the third goal, we've been beaten yet again by an absolute worldie. How far out was he? 35 yards?
35 yards plus.
I mean, it seems in recent weeks we've played teams and they've hit absolute snorters. And that last night was an absolute snorter of a goal. You know, so, I mean, well, how do you... Okay, you could say, well, could Lonergan have gone down for that? It's low. Maybe he partially was unsighted because his reaction time was a little slow. But it's a fantastic goal. So, I mean, it's not... Two of the three goals haven't come because our pressing style has caused us problems. And the one that probably could have done was offside. So I think, I mean, he's going to have to... You know, I like the fact that he'll persist with it. He'll get the balance right. You know, he's going to be just fine. We've got Huddersfield Saturday afternoon.
Yep.
That's a very winnable game, even though they won last night. It's a winnable game. And I've seen enough to say that if he makes a couple of little, you know, tweaks to the lineup, I think we're going to be just fine. But to the fans out there that are in panic mode, don't. It's going to take time. Let's face it, we're not going to get promoted this year. We're not going to end up in the playoff spots. Let's at least stay up. And let's give Slavisa a chance to evaluate the squad. And then in June, when the transfer embargo's up, he can, you know, he can bring in the players that he really wants. And don't forget, we may have more money as well, because you've got, you know, McCormack going, potential of Dembele going. Don't forget the Mitroglou still out there as well.
That's right.
So there's a lot of money that could be coming in. So, you know, let's just plod along and do our thing, and then let's just wait to regroup at the end of the season. But his style's fine. We all know what he did with Watford. So I think at the end of the day, it's going to be okay.
Okay. And, you know, honestly, that's my approach during this. It's him implementing his system, which is going to take a little bit, like you mentioned, tinker around with a little bit, maybe have a holding midfielder like Matilla. Matilla was not involved at all, not even on the bench. I don't know what's going on there. Maybe he's holding him back for the upcoming match against Huddersfield Town. I'm not sure, but I think that's a possible solution here. Help, you know, not, there are more things that need to happen. But over the course of the period, it is about evaluation. It is trying to find his team this season and then build for next season.
Yeah.
But it's also about implementation, getting his ideas across. Sounds like they are starting to get the ideas across, but it's just going to take time. We're going to have to be patient. And we're going to run into situations like this. You know, personally, I would rather see us play in the other, you know, in the opposition's half. Giannis, I think over a long period of time, that's going to pay dividends. I think the victories will start coming, but it's just a matter of when and a matter of getting the balance right. And I think we'll start seeing the results happen. And like you mentioned, promotion isn't going to happen this year. It's really about, as David Holley would say and some others would say, you know, let's get survival first, let's get that out of the way, and then it's about building for next season.
Yeah.
And I see where they're coming with on both that. You know, again, I don't like to talk about the R word, but I understand that you need to take care of that part of the equation, then you can build for the future. All right, Giannis, you talked briefly about the lineup. Did you have any issues with it? Did you like the lineup?
Well, I mean, where do I break? I mean, Lonergan's obviously going to go in net. I mean, that was going to be an obvious. I think, you know, there's been a lot of, you know, the criticism of putting Byrne and Hutchinson. I thought, I mean, what I saw last night, Byrne had a decent game, and he certainly played well on Saturday. And he needs an extended run out. And Byrne and Hutchinson are the same age. I mean, is he tempted maybe on Saturday to bring Stearman back in and Ream? I mean, I'm not sure. But I thought, you know what, that's okay. Garbutt out left. You know, he's got some quality there. Jazz Richards, well, what can I say? I know he set up Vegan Christensen's goal, but really, I mean, and then of course we brought Ryan Fredericks on. He gave us a bit of energy. Looking at that midfield though, Russ, you know, I like what I'm seeing from Christensen and Kaká. They're playing well. They're going at players, but it's really in the centre midfield. I think we're running into trouble here. But we really need more of a safety blanket. Kearney and Ahar are attacking players, and I think that's where teams seem to be unlocking us. And if we're going to play a formation with two young centre backs pressing, I think we need to have a holding central midfielder in there that is going to be, and that way you guarantee you're going to always have somebody back. With Ahar and Kearney, they've got the you know tendency to push up, and they're not great defenders, so it makes it's a high risk process, Russ. And it's great if you win game 6-0, but it also opens you up to ridicule if it goes wrong. So that's something I think for Saturday. I'm not convinced about that central two. I just think we need a big beast in the middle that can, you know, direct traffic a little bit. Maybe he doesn't fancy Matilla. I think that's the idea. And of course up front, well, he's got no choice. I feel desperately sorry for Cawley.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Rotten luck. I mean, the lad is. I've been going on, as you know, all year about. Like, I love to see him starting up front with Mac, and he gets some time. He rounds into form, and it's sort of you know, an innocuous event, and he's out for probably 3 months. His season's done. So, considering that, the lineup was okay. I mean, could Stearman have played against his old team? Possibly. Could Fredericks played it right back? Yeah, no kidding. Matt Smith came on, didn't have much of an impact, but it was about the best 11 we could put out.
Okay, very good. And before we move on from the starting 11, I want to ask you about something that we've been talking a great deal, and I haven't really talked to you that much about Kaká on the right instead of being on the left. What are your thoughts on this? He's now had a couple of matches on the right, and for me personally, I would rather see him on the left. I thought he played decent in this match, Giannis, but overall, philosophy-wise, what are your thoughts about having him on the right?
I'm not sold on him on the right as I am on the left, but he is playing well right now. And so the managers obviously thought, well, you know, I see something that maybe can help us out there. I mean, I'd like to see the question is, I mean, how you fit him in? You know, do you flip Christensen and Kaká? I mean, Ryan Fredericks to me should be in that lineup. So it's maybe a way of getting him into the lineup. But I like the way he's playing right now. If I was to start that 11, I'd put Kaká on the left. But again, he's evaluating.
Right.
That's the thing. You know, it's we've got to be careful. I know there are fans jumping off cliffs and doing their own little rendition of Thelma and Louise. But we've got to remember, he's just come in and he's inherited this squad. He's going to do enough on the training field. I have more than a comfort level with him. But he's inherited these players. And so he's got to make the best of a squad that now, the more I look at it, is not really as talented as we think it is. I mean, you could say, well, how are we losing to teams like X, Y, and Z? Well, we are losing to them. And we just maybe aren't as good as we maybe think we are. So I think it's time. I think what Slavisa will do is with his evaluation, he'll get the players in that he wants. And you might find come the end of the season or in August, you're going to find a very, very different looking lineup. And it might actually start in the next couple of weeks because I'm not convinced that Mac won't be there at the end of the transfer window. I'm really not. I mean, if a good bid comes in and you know teams are willing to overpay in the, you know, the winter deadline, we'll take the money and run, and maybe use it for, you know, purchases in the summer. Although, again, as he showed with that second goal last night, absolute quality. He's a tremendous, yep, tremendous player. So I hope we don't lose him, but it remains to be seen, of course.
Okay, very good, Giannis. All right, let's go through this match quickly. I actually opened it up. I can stay a little bit longer. I think I mentioned you were going to do 30 minutes. We can do up to 45, just so you know.
Cool.
So that will give us a little bit more time to break this down. Let's go through the first half. I'm just going to share some moments with you, and then I want to get your overall evaluation of the first half. Honestly, Fulham came out pretty good in the first 5 minutes. They looked pretty solid, looked like they were going to get on top of Wolves early, and, you know, not that they created anything incredible, but they were definitely pressing in the beginning. But as happens often with Fulham, there was a mistake, I believe, by Dan Burn, which led to the first goal by, and I think I'm saying this correctly, Mikel Gyro,
yeah,
who, you know, got a goal from a cross in the box, and they go up 1-0, and then only 7 minutes later, he gets the second, but Giannis, definitely make this part of your evaluation. We've already talked about this. For me, I've watched this several times. He looks offside to me. I can't see how he's onside. But he actually puts this right through. It looks like Andy Lonergan's legs, right through the center there. And they go up 2-0. Kaká then, minutes later, has an opportunity but cannot score. But then you have the goal in the 24th minute from LVC. Again, let's give some credit to Jazz Richards, because I don't think Jazz Richards played a very good game defensively, but he did have this cross in the box, and LVC got his head on it, and it's 2-1. And unfortunately, Fulham could not get the equalizer at the end of the half, which probably would have made a huge difference, but they go in the half down 2-1. Okay, Giannis, thoughts on the first half?
Well, Dembele had a chance just before Gyro's first goal. I mean, with this team, you know, we got a goal up and the confidence starts flying, but it's almost as if we're waiting for things to go wrong. And really, you know, the cross is coming from the left-hand side And it's messed up once again. There's indecision in the box, and Gyro's knocked home into the bottom right-hand corner. And you could see the reaction of the defenders when it went in. It's like, oh, here we bloody go again, and it's absolutely pissing down with rain up. And if you've ever been to Molyneux on a rainy night, and I have, it's one of the most miserable grounds there is. I mean, Wolverhampton, there's a reason why Wolverhampton is in the Black Country. And I know, I think Sarah Brooks might be from the, I hope she's not from the Black Country. I think she's just from the Midlands, but it is, in a midweek game, it is ruddy miserable. And I thought, oh, here we go. And then the second goal, I don't think it was, it looked like 2 yards offside. It's a brutal call. They've set up an offside trap, and it looked like the linesman wasn't even up with play. So he was munching on some cheeseburger or whatever the hell he was, or, you know, and he'd just taken some oxycoset with some brandy. So he was, you know, he was shittled out of his mind. And, of course, they all put their arms up. He's run through. Lonergan will want to have that one back. But having said that, it's offside.
Right.
So, you know what, I mean, there's no legislating for shit refereeing. And we've had enough of them this year.
Yeah.
And, really no excuse, but 2-0. You know, and then we kept coming, and the goal that Christensen scored, I thought was an excellent goal, because the ball's gone over Dembele's head. It's a decent cross in from Richards, but he's really had to get his neck into that one, and it was a lovely header, and good for him. Hopefully, doing some confidence, because he's not had the greatest of years. Remember, he had injuries last year as well, so it's great to have Lassie back in the lineup, and he's such a nice lad as well. 2-1, you're thinking, okay, we're back in the game. And then it's like somebody put, somebody put horseradish sauce in their tea at half time. Because second half, we come out as flat as my mum's pancakes, and before you know it, we're 3-1 down.
Yeah, and Giannis, to be quite honest, first half I thought Fulham played fairly well, even though they're down 2-1. Second half was a different story. Wolves were the better side.
Yep.
In the second half. You know, let's start there. They were the better side. I watched this match back today. I listened to it. And it did match up to what I listened to. Gentleman Jim kept saying he didn't see a way back when we were down 3-1. It definitely felt like that listening to it and watching it. Felt the same way. It just didn't seem like they were going to get 2 goals. But, you know, yep. Again, I'll go through this real quick. But in the 47th minute, Fulham actually had a chance from McCormack, not a great chance, but an opportunity. And 1 minute, it just seems like always, Giannis, 1 minute later after we create something, even if it's small, we're creating a shot. This wasn't even on target, just a shot. They get this goal by Matt Doherty to make it 3-1. And this was a distance, like you mentioned. It could have been longer than 35 yards out. And here's the question for you. We talked about this. Could have Andy Lonergan done better? I think he could have. Maybe I'm being ultra critical, but it just seemed that the ball was low and it was so far out. Maybe he could have done a little bit better. I want to get your thoughts on that. And then McCormack scores a fantastic goal in the 74th minute to make it 3-2, but really not much after that, and the match ends 3-2. But overall, if I'm being fair here, Wolves were the better side in the second half, and it really showed itself. You know, again, I thought we were, you know, even though we're down 2-1, I thought we played fairly well. I can't say that about the second half, Giannis. What are your thoughts about the play in the second half?
Absolutely agree. I mean, we've come out and we've conceded an early goal. I'm a little bit mixed about this one with Lonergan. I mean, he's hit it from a ridiculous distance out. Now, the problem on a wet surface like that is if you hit the ball low, it's going to skid. And it really seemed to take off as it entered the box. And could Lonergan have had it? Well, we don't know. We don't really know what his eyesight was there. Maybe he should have got it, maybe he shouldn't. But if you notice, I mean, where was the nearest defender? You know, and if you're going to clear the ball, we've got a habit of doing this. If you're going to clear the ball in the air, not on the ground. You're on the ground, it can be, you know, you knock it back first time. It might kill a squirrel in the stands, or it could hit the top left-hand corner. It was just one of those. And I, having seen the replay, I'm thinking, you know, that's just our luck at the moment. You know, we're getting beaten by these ridiculous goals. And, you know, if we get a chance, we come off to a decent start, second half, first 10 minutes, we start asking questions. Attack with a lot of intent, we start getting their fans nervous. all of a sudden it's 3-1 and the Wolves fans are having a laugh. And then Mac shows his absolute quality once again. Fantastic goal. And he must be shrugging his shoulders going, well, I was at Leeds and we were struggling. I've come to the Cottage and we're struggling. I mean, it'll be difficult for the brass right now with this transfer deadline to resist a good bid for Ross, because someone's going to come in with a big bid for sure. And although, you know what, Ross, what he might do is he might force the club's hand. He could ask for a transfer, you know, put in a transfer request. But I mean, having said that, look, let's go back. I mean, that first goal, rotten. Second goal, offside. Third goal, look. Doherty in a month of Sundays, Thursdays, and Tuesdays. He's just got as much chance of scoring a goal like that as I have of playing cabaret on Broadway dressed as Liza Minnelli. He's never gonna score a goal like that in his life. It's like Kasami's world against Palace. He could do that 1,000 times and he'll never hit a ball better than he did that night. And it was just one of those. So
yeah,
it's just our luck at the moment. You know, not a lot's going right, and so Slavisa's just going to brush it off, say, okay, fair enough. We've got to go to Yorkshire. We've got to go up to South Yorkshire on Saturday and see if we can get some points off them.
Okay, very good, my friend. And seriously, I missed you. I missed talking to you.
Thank you, matey.
I want you on the show as much as I can get you on the show. I just enjoy talking to you. You are fantastic. To do this show with my friend. Before we go any further, I have to say that, because every time I do it with you, I just have so much fun, and you have great insights. So thank you, as always, for joining me, Yanis. We still have more time. I just want to throw that out there, because I just enjoy listening to your commentary on the team.
Thanks, Russ. And I'd like to apologize to the squirrel that I think I hit on the way home today, because I was bombing it to get home in time, and I think I hit a squirrel. So I'd like to send my condolences to the family of the squirrel, and I'm sorry for what I did, but I was coming around a bend, and it just came flying out. I mean, I clocked it one. But last when I was going to be on the show, we had a critical incident at school, and for the listeners, I work at a school, I teach in a school where I teach the most at risk kids, and we actually had a stabbing, and so that was a little bit eerie, and I tried to get out and I couldn't, but many thanks for the compliment, and I'm glad that even though the squirrel has perished, I made it back in time, and we can have a moan and a groan about all things Jazz Richards.
We're just about to get there, trust me, we are going to get there, but before we do, and before I go over the stats, I want to read some quotes to you. Again, I read some quotes from Slavisa. I want to read some quotes to you from LVC, and this is right on the Fulham website, because I find them interesting, and I want to get your thoughts on what he had to share after the match. Again, you can see this on FulhamFC.com, LVC Empty Feeling. Quote, right now it's really about me thinking whether I'm doing well or not. We need to get back to winning games. It's the same old thing, isn't it? We play well, but still don't take anything away from the game. As a team, we need to be more clinical in both boxes, really. We started off really well and felt like we were kind of getting the upper hand in the game right from the start, but then we let in two goals in such a short time, and we gave ourselves a lot to do. Even though we got back in it, especially in the second half, we had some good periods on the ball. We just can't seem to get in front and see games out from there. We're always just a little bit behind at the minute, and that's something we need to sort out. He goes on, we're still trying to fully understand and adapt the way he wants to play. He's talking about the Fulham head coach. I think we've seen some of the offensive link-up play and some of the bright build-up in and around the box. We saw some of the pressure as well when we lose the ball, but Wolves punished us for it by a few long balls, so there's obviously still something we need to work on there. There's still a few pauses to take, but at the end of the day, we can't really be too happy with just doing well in patches at the minute. We need to win games and get points, and I agree with LBC 100% at that very end. All right, Yanis, what are your thoughts about what the Fulham player had to share?
He sounds like a very seasoned professional there, doesn't he? I mean, it's obviously, and I got the chance to meet him in August. What a fantastic lad he is. He obviously understands the game, and the one thing I hope that it gets through to our fans out there is that the players are trying. You know, they don't want to lose. Nobody wants to lose, and they're working hard. I think that the thing, looking at it, is that, you know, when you're pressing in the opponent's half, you're hopefully with the link-up play creating enough chances to, you know, score some goals and put pressure on teams and force them to commit bodies forward. But when you are playing the pressing game, the only thing that can come and bite you in the bottom is, you know, who have you got at the back that's going to, you know, is going to be quick enough, for example, to recover if you have the sort of goal that, you know, Gyro scored, the second goal. And, I mean, Hutchinson got beaten for pace on that left on the left-hand side or his right. And so I think, you know, in that transfer deadline window, he's going to be looking to bring in a, you know, hopefully a centre-back with some sort of pace. And maybe a little bit more experience. I'm a little mystified that he's not picked Stearman, but clearly there's something that he's not too comfortable about, and maybe he's not too comfortable with Ream. But if Lasse Vigen is talking about this now, I can guarantee you the players are doing that as well. They're just as angry as Fulham fans, because they want to win, and you know, they'll go back on the chain. There were some good things last night. I do think with this pressing star, Russ. I do like a lot of the link-up play, and the one thing criticism I think most of us have had for really the last 3 years is how slow our link-up play has been ever since we were back in the Premier League. But it seems to have got quicker, and players like Kaká and Christensen in there, you've got youth, they do have experience, they've got international experience, and they've got some pace too. So it's going to work. It's just going to take time. When Jukanovic went to Watford, it took a little bit of time for players to settle there as well. So don't forget, our starting keepers are injured as well. We've had some knocks. And I'm prepared to give him as much time as it's going to take to evaluate the squad. He's going to get it right. But I'm glad that Lasse comes out with that. That shows he cares. He gives a damn. And so for fans that think that the players don't give a shit, they do. And we might be sitting talking on Sunday about us winning at Huddersfield and going, well, you know, what was the problem?
No, good point there. And the reason why I wanted to read that is because I wanted people to, if they have not read it themselves, see what he thinks about the game. And we could talk about it because he obviously cares. He sees what's going on. He sees the big picture. He knows that they need things to work on and that they need to get better at, and that's the bottom line. And he's taken responsibility, and I have a feeling he's not the only one. You just mentioned it, Giannis. The players don't want to lose. The players want to win. They're feeling the heat as well. They have high expectations, and they're working at it. And hopefully it starts to click. And I think with this style, it's just a matter of not if. I think it really is when. I think it will click. And as I read earlier when Jokanović was talking about, he's changing how we're playing. Fulham are playing a different way. That takes time to adapt and adjust. And honestly, he'll probably need his own players, and that will come in the summertime. You know, it's not going to. He has to work with what he has now to implement what he wants to do. But he will add to that. He will know what he needs to work within his style. These are the players he has. He has to work with what he has. And he has to make do with that, and like you mentioned, evaluate. So it's a work in progress. That's the way I'm looking at it. And we need to get the points to get us away from the relegation zone, and then we can build. All right, Giannis, before I get your thoughts on the players, let's go through the stats quickly and get your thoughts on that. Let's start with possession. Fulham had 64.5% to 35.5%. Total shots, Fulham had 11. Wolves had 17. On target, Fulham had 4. Wolves had 8. Shooting accuracy, Fulham were at 36%. Wolves were at 47%. Right. Key passes, Fulham had 9. Wolves had 13. Total passes, Fulham had 568. Wolves only had 312. Attacking passes, 386 to 200 in favor of Fulham. Passing accuracy, 75% to 62% in favor of Fulham. Crosses, 16 to 11 in favor of Fulham. Crossing accuracy, this is in favor of Wolves. They were at 36%. Fulham were only at 19%. Long passes, Fulham edged that up at 85 to 80. In corners, Fulham had 5 to 4. in favor of in the corner battle, just one ahead of Wolves. All right, Giannis, what sticks out to you with the stats from this match?
Funnily enough, well, the possession, of course, but the number of passes. And, I'm delighted to hear this. I mean, you're already seeing evidence of the sort of style that Slavish is trying to put in here. And I love that. I mean, remember, we want to play that passing style. We want to try and have a quick transition, get the ball wide, lots of one-twos. I think it's fun, the more you look at this squad, there have been a number of games this year where we've dominated in terms of possession. But if you look at the squad, Slavija could be looking and saying, well, there's a lot of disequilibrium in terms of the makeup of this squad. Is this squad on paper? We're sports fans. On paper, every team could look brilliant. But what is it like? What is it in actual practice? And this, the more I look at this squad now, just breaking it down, the more ill-equipped I think we are for this division. Because it seems that, most teams have a bigger target man. Most have a seasoned centre-back. Most have pretty good defensive full-backs that can actually push forward and do a lot. All of the teams have that holding central midfielder. So, and we've got players, like Ross and Musa and Corley and Alex and Lasse, talented players in there. You want to be able to utilise them. So it's almost like our lineup is a little soft. We need a little bit more gumption in critical areas, and that's where we're sort of being run over. I'm very pleased with the possession thing because for me, it's a good philosophy to have, and I think that and the number of passes we put together should be positive news for Fulham fans because, we didn't get the result we wanted. But you can already see evidence of the style that he's trying to initiate in the club. And it's not a bad thing.
Okay, very good there, my friend. All right, we only have about 8 minutes left. So definitely want you to rate the players, but we got to do it fairly quickly, like in 5 minutes. You game to rate the players?
Yeah, I think I can, yeah.
Okay, go ahead, my friend.
Okay, let's start. Are you going to get some stick for this one? I'm sure, but I'm going to give Lonergan 5. He made a couple of very good saves, but I think the second one he probably won't bank. It's a la Peter Mella. And the third one, well, was he sighted? Wasn't he sighted? Should he be beaten for about 35 yards? That's another matter altogether. The fullbacks, Garber 6 and Richards 5. Garber, I thought, did all right coming forward. He's still evolving as a young player. Richards, is a nice cross for the goal, but he's such a defensive liability. It's like watching Dipsy and Lala from the Teletubbies again, bouncing around on the grass with the. I mean, it really is. I scratch my head. Hutchinson and Byrne. Byrne, I'm going to give 6 and Hutchinson 5. I'm not totally convinced about this pairing, but I love the fact that at least Slavish is giving, the young players the chance. I think Byrne's going to be just fine. Got really royally screwed in the last 2 years by this club in terms of playing time. He did so well out on loan with Yeovil and Birmingham City. He didn't become a stiff overnight. There's just no way. So, but again, symptomatic of our back four. Midfield, I'm going to give Christensen and Kakam both going to give 7s. Good mobility from both. Lovely goal by Christensen. That really, really was a good goal. And Kaka's playing well right now. And he's still a young player. We tend to conveniently forget that. Kearney and O'Hara, both 6s. Their passing was pretty good. I mean, you'll find a lot of the passes that were successful came from those two, but I'm really not confident defensively, and this is, I don't think you can have both in the same lineup. I really don't. So something for Slavija to look at. Dembele, I'm going to give a 5 and Mac an 8. I thought Dembele looked out of sorts.
He did.
Yeah, I mean the first goal, the goal that Lasse scored was actually came from a mistimed jump from Dembele. You should have got that. He had that chance just before Gyro scored the first one, and he looked to me a little bit off the pace. Mac, eight because he never stopped running. Goal was an absolute, was just absolute quality because the keeper, he came in net and just stood and watched it go in. So, you know, some players had good games, some not so good. I'm going to give the ref 2 out of 10. I might as well rate him. Because, you know, I mean, it's, I mean, you know, but I thought that there were prerequisites that you can't be, you know, legally blind to actually step on a field. And no disrespect, because I know that they have, you know, they actually have blind soccer matches. No disrespect to any viewers that have got issues with vision. But this guy, I don't know what was going on there. And but by extension, Russ, what about the linesman? What was he doing? He was having a snooze in the corner with the Playboy magazine. I mean, it's, you can't miss. It was so obvious, and it was an easy line to see. But there you go. So those are my ratings. Oh, and okay. Frederick's a 6, some sort of impact. Hyman 6, could have had more of an impact. Matt Smith was on too. I think he came on 84 minutes in. So
yeah, he wasn't on that long.
Yeah, he was on that long. So he came on for too short a time to have an impact.
Okay. Let's now go to Slavisa. Give me a reading for the Fulham head coach, third match in.
I'm going to give him a 6. I'm not sure. The lineup. We can second guess. You know, should he have played Burn and Hutchinson? Could he have put, you know, Stearman in playing against his old club? Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Possibly. But is Stearman that much out of form that he goes, I can't? Because you know what? I don't think Slavisa trusts him. And if you can't play players that you don't trust, and that's a given. The midfield, well, not a lot more they could have done there. I don't know where Matila was. We've had no update on that. I actually expected him to play last night as the holding central midfielder. I'm hoping it's not a knock. We've heard nothing from the club. And up front, well, with Corley out, I mean, who else are you going to stick up there? Although I might have been tempted to put Matt Smith because of the conditions, because it was pissing down with rain. It was a slippery, it was a greasy surface. Stick him up front. We were causing them problems wide. Get some crosses in and get the big boy involved. But Dembele's going to get it, has had an excellent run out, obviously. But I'd like to see things mixed up, Russ. Don't bring Smith on with 6 minutes to go. You know, start him a game and see what happens. You know, he's still carrying a little bit of weight. But you know what?
Yep.
He's never going to lose it unless he gets fully matched, fit and sharp. So I'm hoping on Saturday, actually, that Matt gets to start for the boys.
Okay, very good, Yanis. Listen, we have come to the end of the show. Excellent show. I always love doing shows with you. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Absolutely, absolutely marvelous. And for all the fans out there, let's keep the faith. We're going to be fine. Huddersfield on Saturday. And, you know, we've got to have some sympathy for our gaffer. He's inherited this nonsense, and he must be pulling his hair out right now, and he can only do so much with them, and he'll get them organized. We've picked up a very, very good manager, and I want fans to understand that, and we're lucky to have him. And once he gets puts the right pieces in place, we're going to be just fine. We need a win right now, though, because confidence is a little bit low, but it's going to come.
Okay, very good, my friend. We have to go, but great show as always. For Yanis Shinaeus, I'm Russ Coleman. Thank you, as always, for listening to Cottage Talk Extra Time. Cheers, my friend.
Bye, my dude.
Bye.
Boys and girls, London calling. Now don't look to us, phony Beatlemania.